An Ideal Being. This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, an ideal being. I have a friend who is in prison, and he's experiencing many interesting challenges. And I wrote him this morning relative to his life and his affairs. And I said, "Beloved Joseph, I am so pleased to see you are writing to your relatives. I am sure they feel your love and the greatness of the person you are. Your words assure them that you are one of the finest men in the universe. You have an excellent talent with words. This morning, as I looked at the distant mountains majestically rising to 6,000 feet and more, covered with a lovely white blanket of snow, it made me think of the grand man you are, surrounding yourself with beautiful thoughts. To me, every glorious mountaintop snowflake is a beautiful thought created in the fertile mind of Master Joseph, always in charge of your thinking and thoughts. I see every moment of your life the expression of peace and love. I see every thought in your mind, the thought of balance and harmony. I see every dream you have for yourself, a reality now, as the genuineness in you, which you hold, your dream. You live your philosophy of unconditional love. You predicate every thought in your mind upon the philosophy of unconditional love. As with your life, you see everyone about you a living example of unconditional love. I am so proud to see you as the living example of wholeness, purity, goodness, and balance. Whenever you see self-pity or anyone feeling sorry for themselves, you know it is a reflection of a momentary thought you have entertained about yourself. Just as immediately you turn your thoughts to self-confidence, and you look at everyone in your world with self-confidence, and all thoughts of self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself fade away. The magical world of balance and harmony is you. You know this, and you experience this constantly. The realization that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body is a living reality in you and your life. This insight of truth about you stands forth strong and vital in your every living thought, in your every moment thought about yourself. The more intense the appearance in life, the more brilliant you are in returning your thoughts to your original purity and integrity. It does not matter how challenging the experiences, you stand forth the master you are, and see the truth about yourself expressing in everything you think, see, do, and are. Such is the Master Joseph. I like to think about you, Joseph, as the ideal being. This is what I know about you. Whenever I think of you, I think first about your marvelous brain. Your brain is your tap, your tool, your awareness of your oneness as absolute mind. I think of your brain as the computer. The mind is the program of your computer. Your computer is whole and perfect. Your computer is of the most marvelous design to bring forth in your world of experiences the highest and best at all times. Your computer is divinely designed. Your computer is the highest and the best possible device known in the universe to carry out your bidding. It is designed to operate on the most outstanding programming known as divine mind. Hence, your computer expresses the truth at all times, the truth that the experiences and the vehicle which experiences the truth is at all times its highest and best. The fundamental program of your computer is, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Your body is ideal. Your body knows only its divine plan for being and is marvelously made, ideally made, perfectly made. Your body is so wonderfully made, your body is so wonderfully made that it stands ready to be revealed and expressed in all that it is. As you, in your brain, concentrate on the ultimate which your body is, then your body begins to unfold itself in all that it is, and always will be and always was now. As you look at the world about you and you see the finest and the best of every experience, you see yourself. As you look about at the people you create in your world, you see the finest and the most outstanding beings it is possible for the world to know. These appearances are the vision in your mind of ideal beings, just as you are an ideal being at all times. The human life is an expression of changeable experiences. The human life is the theater of the brain, where the brain is not maintained on its highest and best protocol. The decorum of your brain is the divine ideal, which never changes. You live your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Your body is the ideal body. At all times, your body shines forth the ideal pattern in your brain. It is so very necessary to keep the ideal picture of who and what you are at all times powerfully present in your thinking. Drink only from the fountain of truth within. It remains the expression of your original purity and integrity, your reality. I know you, Joseph. You are at all times expressing your original purity and integrity. You are at all times shining forth the ideal Joseph. This is your reality. This is your truth. This is your purity. This is your integrity. As you say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body, you are saying the ideal lives in you, in the awareness of spiritual wholeness, divine mind revelation, and the ideal body expression now. That is all there is to it. You do this all of the time. You live in a constant state of meditation. As you live in a constant state of oneness, aware of who and what you are, your spirit, mind, and body shine forth at all times this reality. Your ideal being is your original purity and integrity. I'm so pleased with you. I know this truth in you and about you. You are it now. I love you. Love, Herb. And so it is for each one of us, now and forevermore. I like me. I like me. I like me.